Hello, everyone. This is Danielle.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on our first adventure of the Carousel of Consciousness. On this show, we will be using the tools and processes of Access Consciousness and our magic wand, the Clearing Statement. For a full description of the Clearing Statement, please go to theclearingstatement.com. Today our topic is joyous living, or the magic of joyous living, and I'd like to start with what that means to Lori and I. I'm a bit of a dictionary geek, and I love to have the exact meaning of words, so I use the dictionary to find these. First, what is magic? And what the dictionary I use said is, it is the power of apparently influencing the course of events by using mysterious or supernatural forces. And then the magic, or what is joy? And it's a feeling of great pleasure or happiness. And that leads me to a question. What is the magic of joyous living? And Lori, I'm going to let you take over there.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say we are doing it. This has been a project that we've played with and most of the year, well, and it's happening. So I'm very excited about that. And what the subject of magic and joyous living is, it's just really fun to go with that. And I have discovered that in my life, when the magic has shown up is when I've been in the space of wonder. And it's interesting because we get so stressed out, our mind starts rolling and whirling, and I know I will start to think, oh, well, it's going to get the money. Here's a basic question. Where's the rent going to come from? How am I going to pay the rent? And my mind will start whirling because I'm self-employed and I don't have a set paycheck coming. And it'll start whirling here and there and this and that. And the next thing I know, it never shows up the way I expected, but it does show up. So I wanted to start off the Carousel of Consciousness, and I'm really excited to play with this energy. It's just such a soft, kind, fun, just as you're a kid and you're so excited to play, go to a carnival with your parents and ride the carousel. So get on your favorite, either the horse, or it could be a bunny, or it could be a unicorn, or it could be a fire truck. So that's what this is, Carousel Consciousness and the magic of life, is that excitement and that wonder and the standing there jumping up and down like it's my turn to go on the ride. And we've all chosen to take our turn on the ride of life. And the energy of Carousel of Consciousness is, how can we make it softer? Like the rides can be cotton candy. It can be a cotton candy experience. And even on a carousel ride, they will go up and down. And so what if we can make our carousel ride of life a softer experience without the ups, the highs, and the lows so dramatic? With that, one of the things I'd like to share, or I believe Danielle, would you like to share this, the expansion exercise?
You take the reins on this one, Lori.
Okay. So one of the things, and one of the Access tools, and we give full credit to Access, and we give full to giving us the access to what we know and our own incredible beingness and magnificence of us. So there's an expansion exercise, and really the universe loves relaxed. And that's not just Access. That's a truth. Relaxing the body and expanding. So this is expansion exercise. And so let's just sit back and let our bodies calm down, relax, and especially if it's lunch hour for you, had a busy morning, calm the body and expand up and into the heavens and into the cool earth. And this is about an awareness that the body is alive and we also have an awareness beyond it. So expand outside of yourself. Expand as big as the room you're in all directions, right, left, up, down, and into the cool earth. Then expand bigger than the city you're in all directions, up, down. Feel the edges of yourself. And get bigger, bigger. And then expand beyond the country, beyond the earth even. To the edges of the oceans. Oceans are always fun to expand to. And into the bottom of the ocean, up to the heavens, right, left, all directions. And now bigger than the earth. And then bigger, bigger. Feel your awareness. And feeling your awareness is, you don't have to really sense anything. It's just by asking it happens. But it is a practice of asking. So ask your beingness and let your body continue to relax. It's really key to not put any stress and have this exercise create more stress in the function of your body. I find myself sometimes I'm trying to do it through my kidneys, but don't do that. Let your body relax, open, and it's a sense of awareness. There's no struggle to this. There's no forcing. There's no force. It's just a simple ask and receive the space of it. And you don't have to know or be in it. You might not get any physical sense in your mind. This is all about asking. So again, expand into the sweet earth, into the deep core of the earth. And as you do, expand your awareness to the moon. Say hi to Mr. Moon, the face in the moon. Maybe get to know him a little more. Go in all directions. And then let's go a little bit bigger. Go and start to feel, I'm starting to feel a tingle in my body. It loves the awareness, the space. This much room of space creates a tingling in my own body. That's what I love. And now go to the edge of the galaxy and now play with the edge of the universe, of your being. And if you've never heard this, if people have never heard it, this is something that you can use and you can expand more than once. Anytime there's a little stress. And in this space of expansion, you have things that might be irritating you. You can discover that they'll disappear. Anything that's not true for you, the lies melt away in the space of relaxed, beyond the planet. Think of the movie, if you saw Gravity, even though it was scary out there, there was also the sense of total stillness. And, well, we don't want to go
through anything. The energy exercise. Like, I know when I start feeling or negative emotions, or not even negative emotions, just when I start feeling overwhelmed, I know it's time for me to expand. Because really we get so close to our bodies sometimes because we're born with the perception that that's all we are is our bodies. When actuality, we are infinite as the universe. And that's why expanding to the universe just, and I've felt myself go from just feeling so much overwhelm to doing the expansion exercise, and whatever problem it was that I had just became nothing because I allowed myself to be all that I be as opposed to this finite little thing that I've tried to define myself as.
Oh, that's great. Oh, thank you. That
and
gives such clarity to it.
Yeah, and they use an analogy in Access, like comparing you know, if you drop a boulder into the ocean, it doesn't affect the ocean. So you're making yourself as big as the ocean. But if you were to drop a boulder into a thimble of, you know, it's going to smash the thimble as opposed to just allow it to be, which would bring me to another topic, allowance, which I think is a great tool for living in joy and finding magic. Allowance is really a beautiful concept. It's like I just said, where as opposed to taking on every stressor you possibly can, you're being the rock in the stream and just allowing everything to move by you and allowing the universe to happen, as opposed to forcing yourself or your will upon the universe, which is something else I think we're taught greatly in, like, learning the law of attraction, where we're trying to force ourselves on the universe, when really it's much more easeful than that.
Go ahead. No, keep going.
I recently learned, this was very interesting to me, the mantra of Access Consciousness is, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And the first part of that is, all of life comes to me, not I forcefully bring all of life to me and just try to force things to happen. There's really much more ease in the world than what we're taught. We're taught to be a doingness as opposed to a beingness, and that's what allowance is, it's the beingness.
Yeah, that's great. Because I find in myself, I'm working way too hard at this. I'm like, yeah. And then asking, and it's just an energy of struggle instead of an energy of, oh, okay, how easy can this be? And I wanted to get into, Danielle, when you bring up allowance, most of the time and through my life, it's been acceptance. And acceptance does have being your fate, accepting someone's point of view. And I find it fascinating that that by accepting, you're taking on one polarity, which then immediately sets you into the other polarity. So allowance is a totally different energy. It's a oneness energy. Would you agree with that?
And how much is acceptance like the, it's like resistance or reaction, or it's the opposite of resistance and reaction. It is taking on whatever was impelled at you, essentially. Like, it's, even if it's not something that's true for you, like, acceptance can feel very heavy. And another tool of Access Consciousness is, whatever is heavy is a lie, and whatever light is a truth. And acceptance sometimes can feel very heavy, which means it's not something true to our beings.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk a little more about the light and heavy. Let's talk about, let's go into light and heavy. If it's true for you, there's a lightness, like a lightness, an expansion of bubbles in champagne, and heaviness makes you feel like a little grungy in, my experience is grungy in your tummy, or just heavier, contracted. Contracting means like, oh, it hurts. It's just not fun. It makes you feel like you want to lay down. And when I always thought that was like, oh, man, there must be something really wrong with all this. But the beauty of this tool is that, no, it's just heavy for you. It's not your truth. It could be very true for the other person, and it probably is their truth, but it's not yours, and that doesn't make you wrong for having your own truth. And so this is an excellent tool to use to to create your own awareness of what is going to work for you.
Yes, and this is also a tool that's felt experienced differently for many people. For me, the lightness, yes, can feel like champagne bubbles. And, like, I kind of have, like, when I'm just asking myself one question, I have, like, this ball of energy in my solar plexus, and if it's light, it gets bigger, and if it's a heaviness, it gets smaller. And also sometimes I know that when I'm, like, lying to myself, it does get the way you were just describing, where it's, like, grungy and gross, and, like, I'll be trying to make a decision that's not right for me, and right is a judgment, but, you know, it's just not what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'll just get, like, the ball of energy will just, like, tighten and contract and feel all twisty and gross, and it used to be, you know, I'd force myself, like, this is what everyone's telling me I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do it. And then, you know, now I notice that happening, and it's just like, oh, well, why am I choosing this? And just choose differently. So it's also a tool for how to choose your joyous, magical life by not allowing yourself to go into that contraction and recognizing that contraction and moving beyond it, which is a wonderful tool to use daily.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. When the contractions show up, it's like, oh, wait a minute. And just, you can take a breath and you could immediately play with the expansion. And you can do the steps. If you do the steps of the expansion exercise a few times, then you have the awareness of it. You don't have to go through all the steps. You can just say, okay, I'm going to expand. And, oh, this is not feeling like it's working for me. This does not have the sense of working for me. So I am going to take a moment here and make a new choice. And yeah, that's pretty exciting. Yeah. Magical living. Would you like to do, Danielle, when we started talking about this, we had a question, and I found it. Would we like to run a clearing or talk about or run a question and discuss and what that is?
Yes, I was actually just thinking that myself. Recently, so the definition of joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Many times we have mistaken joy as this exuberance where we're just supposed to be like, la-di-da, like dancing around like Julie Andrews and the Sound of Music all the time. But joy is actually much softer than that. And to really live from the magic of joy, you don't need to have this exuberance. It's just this feeling of lightness and pleasure and happiness. And it's just, beauty, really, in a sense. So the clearing I had for us today was, everywhere you have misappropriated and misinterpreted joy as exuberance, will you now destroy and uncreate it all? Times
yes.
Seven. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And
that's great, because I was getting the sense, and even in this call, it's a sense of the softness. There's a softness in the universe that we've totally misapplied. We think, and we've been given this song and dance, even with the Gravity movie, how, you know, harsh it is out there. What if that's all a lie? What if the universe is totally the soft cocoon womb that will continue to expand and support us? What if we have all that space and possibility, and it's been, you know, we've been, as most things, told a lie?
Yes. Which brings me to another point. Like, one of the truths of the universe, we have the heavy and the light that we just talked about, but another truth of the universe, which they also hid in the Bible, is ask and you shall receive. And it's really a truth. Like, I have thought, like, and everywhere you are unwilling to ask for what it is, what you truly desire, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And it's, so we're also taught that we're not supposed to have what it is that we truly desire. And, like, it's a wrongness to truly ask for what it is that you truly want. and everything that is will you destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. But in that, the asking you desire, the universe is truly here to gift you. The universe wants to give you everything you have ever wanted. And yes, I know want is a dirty word because it means lack, but everything you have ever desired, the universe desires to give to you. And anywhere you're unable to receive that, destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And the universe, like you were saying, it really is this soft, wonderful, I mean, it's Mother Earth. Like, that's, she's called that for a reason. She is that nurturing, motherly, loving energy, the wonderful gifter. And that's another part of joyous, the magic of joyous living, like being, like the planet wants us to be happy, to feel joy. And that's another part of her gifting to us is, one, she's like the gift of joy and also the gift of just asking you will receive. And, yeah.
Oh, that's really profound. Thank you. That's really a beautiful way of opening that, like, the truth, the new awareness, the awareness that's always been there, that's just so clouded with so many lies, and that we've all accepted instead of being an allowance of a whole new possibility with the earth. That's fabulous. Playing that, and that's where the magic is.
Yes.
I found
yes.
one, Daniel.
Okay.
I found what would it take to live in the joy of magic of my choosing? And that we have choice.
Yes, we're not taught that we have choice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and everything that won't allow us to have choice, where you destroy, or whatever, everything that was, the magic of choice, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yes.
Bad, right and wrong, pack and pot, all nine shorts, boys and bad. And how about that takes us right into everywhere we bought into a no-choice universe?
Oh, yeah, I will destroy and uncreate my no-choice universe.
Yeah, yeah. And I would love to play in the whole information about universes. I find that fascinating. So I hope in the future shows we can talk about what universes are and getting into other people's universes. That's just such a fun, kind of interesting, different way of looking at things, and also can create such a difference in your life of like, whoa, I'm not only in my up, like, cause sometimes I think, oh my God, I'm in everyone else's business, but what if you're not even in their business, you're in their whole universes, and that's why it's so difficult to stop thinking about someone, or they're thinking about you, and it's been misaligned, misperceived.
Which is actually what our next show is going to be about.
Okay.
Is this my judgment of you or your judgment of you, which would be essentially what you're talking about right now. But we'll talk more about that and as we get closer to the end of the episode. When we talk about choice to me automatically brings up the thought of possibilities. And possibilities weren't something I knew about before I came to Access Relief. To me, it was always an opportunity. And opportunity is actually one of those words that's kind of gross to me. Like, people be like, it's a great opportunity, you know, like, and I really, like, possibilities are infinite. Opportunities are, again, something that's finite. And, you know, I want to function in the infinite universe. I want infinite possibilities. I want infinity to show up in my life. And, you know, just because I've noticed that every time I reach a goal, I look for what's beyond it, and, you know, like, and that is a humanoid factor, and maybe we'll talk about the difference between humanoids and humans on another episode, but, like, that's a humanoid capacity to just keep reaching and reaching and reaching.
Yeah, that's totally.
And that's what possibilities are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I keep talking over you.
No, you're rolling, that's fine. I was just thrown in, yes. The humanoid is a, if for people never heard that, that's a whole scratch your head on that one, and stay tuned, and we'll explain that to you, the humanoid actor.
Which also brings me to another episode, which also brings me to, I would like to invite anybody listening to this recording, be it live or in the future. We do have a Facebook page that I'd like to invite you to come check out, where we could even share articles with you on what the difference between a human and a humanoid is. It's facebook.com/ Carousel of Consciousness. So facebook.com/Carousel of Consciousness.
Awesome.
And we would love to keep in touch with you there. Also, our next show will be on the 6th of October, again at noon Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us there. Like I said a few minutes ago, our topic is going to be, is this my judgment of you or your judgment of you? Where we'll be presenting one of the greatest tools of access consciousness, which I'll tell you in 2 weeks.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah.
But,
and also, Danielle is an awesome facilitator. Danielle can dig right through when you're in your shit. And if you need any sessions, she is just fabulous. So she's in Michigan. She's in Traverse City, Michigan, not that far from Detroit. And then I am in Colorado. I'm in Denver, Colorado right now. So,
and Lori also is somebody who is great at helping you get through your shit. Lori and I will both be in our shit rather frequently, and we'll call each other, and she's always, for lack of a better way to say it, she will pull my head right out of my ass and
yep.
help me see the truth in the universe and
that would be the name of a great business, wouldn't it? When your head's up your ass, call me. Or
we've got 5 minutes left of our stream.
Yeah, good.
And I'd like to kind of go back to our main, the magic of joyous living for a minute, just to really drive that topic home. Joyous living is, the magic of joyous living is being in allowance of receiving all of the magic that there is of yourself, of the planet, of the universe, of your loved ones, just and allowing yourself to be it and receive it and live in it. And everything that wouldn't allow you to receive the magic of joyous living, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
And every right and wrong, good and bad, pod and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And I actually just got the 90-second mark.
Good. So we did.
Thank you for joining us, those who are listening now and in the future. We really look forward to playing with you on future episodes. And again, our next episode is on October 6th at noon Eastern Time. And we'd love
we'll
to have you join
that.
Us then. Would you like to say anything else, Lori?
No, thank you. I'm just excited and to play. And go ahead and play with the question of, like, what is the joy of living in magic and the joy of ourselves? And just that alone will start opening and up your world and let us know. We'll get so you can call in. And I'm really grateful. I'm just grateful that this is actually happening and it's going to keep happening. So we'll be in touch with you. Thank you. Have an awesome 2 weeks. Enjoy your magic.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. See you later.
Bye.